Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. Gonna kick this thing off. Finally, after how many years we've been talking about doing this?
I couldn't tell you because I've been talking about it for like the last 3 months, and then we were gonna do it last week, but then I just fucking shit the bed on that because I've been procrastinating about it. So now we're finally here.
We're finally here. We finally got all the equipment set up. Man.
Playing Call of Duty? No.
No?
No, really. We need to do that new Easter egg on that new map.
Yeah. Hey, it's been hard to find the time to do things these days.
Working every day.
Working every freaking day.
And then, that's part of the reason why we ain't got this shit started. Because the shit going on at my work is fucking crazy.
Well, it's just that time of year.
All the time. No.
I mean, hell, Christmas is always busy for y'all.
Yeah, that. And then the snow, we were off for like 4 days. So all that shit just kept piling up. So like the last 2 weeks have been hell. But this week we've been light as fuck. I've been getting off work at like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. In the local post office here in town, they are still slammed.
Dude, you know they work like 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I talked to, or I work with this girl, Michelle. She told me about, she used to work at the post office. She's like 50. And she said, whenever you first become a post office worker, you're like a postmaster apprentice or whatever. Mm. So you work all day from 6 a.m. to like 10:30 p.m. at night, but your paychecks are huge 7 days a week. And so you have to put your time in until you like actually get the post office, like an actual post office like worker job.
Mm.
And then you can finally...
So you have to go through an apprenticeship?
Yeah.
To be...
like, they say you got to put your time in. And that's what they were talking about with... what's it called? Going postal. That's why they say post office workers go fucking crazy and shoot places up. You know, going postal.
Going postal.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, we... getting stuff delivered out here, you know, because living in the sticks... Getting stuff out here has just been crazy.
Yeah, it's like whenever I worked in Alabama, dude, that shit was ass. I told you I used to deliver over there to Grayson's.
Mm-hmm.
Up there on Rising Fawn.
Yeah.
Whenever it would snow and shit, I would take that piece of shit ass.
The house on wheels.
Yeah. Up that little dirt road that goes all the way up Rising Fawn and shit. At least you got the gravy right now.
Yeah, it's been...
Are you Monday through Friday still? Or are you Monday through Thursday?
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, it's 8 hours?
Yeah. They changed me off of the 10-hour days once the TBA project's kind of wrapped up. They brought me down into the regular shift hours, Monday through Friday. It's been nice working on some schools. I've got a little bit of TBA work going on right now, but it's been busy. Keeps the lights on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just taken this long for us to finally get this equipment set up. This podcast is, it's gonna be a learning adventure. You can tell we're probably starting at the bottom.
We sat here for fucking 30 minutes trying to figure this shit out. Yeah. I've been looking up YouTube videos on this for forever, and then finally setting it up. That SD card is a huge key to success, because I just tried to go through this on Audacity.
Yeah.
And I watched that dude's video again. He somehow had all that stuff pulled up. And I was like, dude, there's no way I could figure that out.
Yeah.
And I knew it this whole time that SD card was going to be way easier, because I can't believe you could just hit record on this thing and then it just fucking...
Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? What is this called? A Rodecaster?
Rodecaster Pro 2.
And this was inspired to you from...
War Mode Podcast.
Yeah.
Billy and Spud. A painter and a trash truck driver.
Well, shout out to War Mode then.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to War Mode.
They're getting us started.
In, dude, we got to get shout out to War Mode already out there. That's the main inspiration. And Joe Rogan, the JRE experience.
Of course.
We're coming for you, Joe. We're taking over.
Number one podcast in the world. And here we are sitting in the middle of the woods in front of a laptop thinking, yeah, we can do that.
And we're good. Sorry, I had to open up another beer. Hey. Next thing you know, 2 or 3 years, dude, we might be in Austin, Texas, shitting our pants in that gigantic warehouse he's got, going, oh, shit, dude, I can't believe we're about to fucking do this.
It makes me sweat thinking about it already.
Yeah. Have you heard Shane Gillis talking about that shit the first time he done it?
Mm-mm.
He was like, yeah, like whenever he was first starting out, doing all this. She was like 3 years in or something. He said he went up there. Joe had his nurses up there. They shot him in the arm with a fucking vitamin shot. His arm was numb. He was in there shaking because it was Joe Rogan and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
I mean, could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine the millions of people that are going to listen to you and the shit
like
that falls out of your
face? Like 10 million people immediately.
Yeah. Well, isn't he up like 15, 20-something million now?
Yeah, probably with YouTube and Spotify and all that shit combined, yeah.
I mean, well, hell, when he posted the Donald Trump interview on Twitter.
And then they tried to demonetize that shit. Or, like, not promote it. Remember?
Yeah, they were hiding it from the feeds of everybody. You couldn't hardly search for it, so everybody just started posting it on Twitter.
Yeah, and it wasn't even on the trending page on YouTube. Yeah. And it was getting like a million views an hour.
Yeah, like millions of views per hour.
Me and you were sitting there drinking, playing on PlayStation. I was like, Jesse, dude.
We were playing Call of Duty.
And it just all paused right then at that moment. It was like, holy shit, I need to watch this whole
thing. I don't think we spoke another word that entire evening.
Dude,
we just started watching that.
And Joe said Trump's a beast. He just sat down, didn't piss, didn't take a drink of water, 3 hours straight, dude. On some bullshit. Opened it up. Shout out Robert E. Lee, dude. Beast.
Yeah, yeah. He was bragging about him the other day.
Talked about Lincoln's bedroom. Mm. It was kind of. See, I know why Barron cringes a little bit because, like, Elon. Remember, did you see him sitting next to Elon the other day?
Yeah.
And Elon was, like, doing all that weird, and Barron was just sitting there,
just
like,
looking into the sky. Yeah. Like, well, bro, his acid trip kicked in.
Elon's dude, I think he was on drugs or something at that moment. Or he was on something. They're so rich right now. He's, like, so rich. He's probably on some shit that, like, we wouldn't even know about.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Without that, what was the name of that freaking movie with was it Bradley Cooper? Limitless.
Yeah,
yeah.
He could be on that shit, but
I doubt that's a real thing. Surely not.
Adderall, dude. That shit's good.
That's
as
just
fuck.
Meth.
Yeah, I was on that shit. I took it whenever I was an electrician because I just wanted it. I didn't need it for no ADHD or nothing. I just went there and lied to this psychiatrist. I was like, hey, because I went and searched on Google whenever I was 18, and I was an electrician. I had full covered insurance. I went and searched the worst rated psychiatrist and shit. And then I went to this one. She was a Indian woman down there in off of, like, Shallowford Road. And I went in there, and I was like, oh, I just can't focus, all this other shit. And she's like, oh, you have ADHD. Here's your prescription for 30 Adderall pills. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I needed. I had to get off of that shit, though, in like 6 months. Like, I'd done it for like 6 months straight. I lost a ton of weight. My face sunk in and all that shit. And I was like, I can't keep doing this shit. Because it was
fucking It's not good for you. It's really not good for you.
No, it's not. Now I'm just sticking to fucking drinking, basically, and nicotine.
Yeah, I mean, and even the drinking's not really good for you, but I think anything in moderation, you know.
Dude.
As long as you're putting in the effort to kind of counteract.
Yeah, if you work out and then lift weights and actually do something that's physical, I think you'll be fine. Shit, our dads have probably been drinking for fucking 50 years.
Yeah.
And then they're still fine.
It just makes me wonder, like, because, you know, you hear these people, they talk and it's like, oh yeah, I stopped drinking and it's like the best thing I ever did. I think so much clearer and so much better. And it's like, man, I spent 21 years of my life not drinking.
Yeah.
It was the best addition.
Yeah, but then you're like, I've gone like 4 or 5 days. I'm sure you have too, but.
Well, yeah.
And then after that, you're like, you have a beer and you're like, damn, I feel fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
I tried to quit drinking. That? I ain't done it.
Just a little bit of poison. Just a little bit of poison.
Dude, it's good for you, dude. I don't give a fuck what they say.
I have heard that.
Two beers and socializing is what Andrew Huberman says.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that if it takes just, you know, just a little bit of alcohol to put you into kind of the state of feeling good, that it's actually really good for your brain. And if it takes a little bit of poison to do that, you're good. Because it's a huge cortisol depleter.
What is cortisol?
Cortisol is a stress hormone.
Oh,
beer actually produces it. When you drink a lot of beer, it ramps up your cortisol production, and it actually can stress you out. Within moderation, you know, it'll kind of help you because the mental state is the entire point of the game. If you can get there and actually be kind of happy, you know, and feel good in the moment, that's really good for negating some of that cortisol. It'll kind of clean it out. So it's a it's a happy medium. So can be good for you, but you don't want to go too far.
Oh, dude, I'm going way too far, way too much. Dude.
Been there, done that several times.
Probably tonight, too. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. Man, I thought beer was a depressant. It made you, like, sad or something, from what I've heard. But it never makes me sad.
A depressant.
That's what they say alcohol is a depressant, but I don't know. It don't make me sad or nothing.
Who is it that said, was it Marcus Aurelius that said, I'm smart enough to know that I know nothing?
Yeah. I guess that's him. I have no clue.
I don't either.
I've heard that quote before.
Oh.
Speaking of Andrew Huberman, dude, did you see him years ago on Joe Rogan going on there talking about like all the Stanford scientists and all the California scientists? Mm-hmm. And he was sitting there going, these guys that went and hung out with Jeffrey Epstein because they were trying to make money for their scientific shit.
Now, does this tie back into the rumors that I heard that he's actually funded through all of that stuff?
He works for Stanford. He's a professor there. And then a lot of their money, like Ohio State, they just won the national championship in football. They beat my Tennessee Volunteers. And I had to do some deep research on that. And do you know the number one dude that funds their... I don't even have his name right now. I should if I'm fucking talking about it. But the number one dude that donates most of their money to their program and, like, to their college is the... Oh, Les Wexner, the dude that owns Victoria's Secret. And I'm sure you heard what he gave Jeffrey Epstein for free in New York. He gave him a free, like, $100 million apartment in New York. You just don't give somebody...
You don't just give somebody a $100 million apartment as just a gift.
Yeah. Les Wexner just gifted Jeffrey Epstein. Allegedly, like, Jeffrey Epstein worked for him and, like, helped him with his money. Allegedly. See, this is what we need the camera for. I'm doing the...
allegedly.
I'm doing the... What's
air
it called?
Quotations.
Air quotes. Allegedly helped him with his money and shit, but... Man, Ohio State, they need to investigate that shit and that dude, Les Wexner, but they never will. And we're never going to get the Jeffrey Epstein files, dude.
Never.
But Trump did just release the JFK.
The JFK files, yeah. And the most detailed files ever released in history.
Are they out yet? Or
I don't know if they're out yet.
Because I heard something on Twitter. He was talking about it takes like 15 days for all that stuff to release.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I seen that.
It was like they have 15 days to release all that shit. It's like JFK... RFK's dad? Is it RFK?
It's his grand or his uncle, isn't it?
Is it the one that died in a plane crash or the one that ran for president and got shot in a California restaurant?
Now you're putting me on the spot. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it was one of them. And then MLK. But everybody knew about MLK already because I heard a podcast, shout out War Mode again. They were talking about MLK and he was known for being like getting prostitutes and fucking
He was seems like shortly after high school I remember
the FBI was trying to use that as blackmail against RFK or no not RFK against MLK to what's it called, get him to kill himself, like they wrote him a letter saying like, hey, we have all this stuff on you, you just need to kill yourself, and he was like no, and then he just ended up getting shot anyway. And that's JFK nuts. Everybody knows this whole time that the CIA probably killed JFK, allegedly.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah.
I think it was
his. Wasn't there a quote about that on Twitter the other day? It was like Lyndon B. Johnson said something about it.
Hell, I don't even think he's... Well, no, he's not alive anymore, is he?
Yeah, but there was a direct quote from him that somebody pulled from some audio on Twitter. It said, I think it might have been Jones, Alex Jones. He posted the clip of it, but...
Yeah, I didn't see anything about it.
Dude, that shit's gonna...
The only thing that I've seen from, like, that whole era in history is a photograph of Lyndon B. Johnson turned and looking at... the name is just gone, but they're smiling. Like, JFK's wife is there crying. You know, I mean, hell, look at what she went through.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, crying. They're getting off of Air Force One.
Nixon?
No, it wasn't Nixon. No.
Yeah, because Nixon got thrown out, too.
And I just, there seems to be an arrow that points in a certain direction. I just don't know what direction it goes.
It could have been the Bushes, too. Because dude was the head of the CIA. What was it? George Herbert Walker was the old one.
Mm.
And he's the one that was in Texas at the time that JFK got shot. And he was friends with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Friends?
Yeah. Not friends, but like he knew him.
Acquaintances?
Yeah. But Lee Harvey Oswald, it was like that shit from Black Ops 1. I think Black Ops 1 was telling us the whole story in the campaign. You remember?
You know, I learned something the other day, and I apologize to anyone that's listening. Once the conversation goes to Call of Duty, it's hard to get away from it. But I seen a freaking clip the other day at the end of the game when you beat the game.
Which one?
Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
You know, the entire game, we thought we got away with it and we didn't kill him. But at the end of the game in the credits, the day that JFK is killed, yeah, there's Mason showing, standing in the crowd.
Yeah, and it's showing the clips of him going down in the car and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then all of a sudden you spawn in 5.
Yeah. I thought we got away with it. I thought we were actually able to, you know, it made me feel good for Mason, but nope. Nope, we actually succumbed to that.
So was this whole time, was Mason Lee Harvey Oswald?
Probably. That's a serious allegation.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I know, really.
Because he got mind control with the MK Ultra shit in, what's it called? Barracuda.
Yeah. Where's Marilyn Manson? Why was Marilyn Manson not in the Call of Duty series?
Marilyn Manson, he was a dude that you're talking about somebody different.
Is it not Marilyn Manson who got paid by the?
Is the dude that somehow without the internet in sixth grade, everybody said that he got a rib removed so he could suck his own dick, right?
Who the hell am I thinking of? It was somebody that the CIA was like giving LSD and telling him to go like.
No, it's not Marilyn Manson.
Is that not Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson. Remember, everybody Marilyn Manson's a dude with the goth makeup and like the white face and shit, and he's on all those metal shit. And everybody, remember, we had no internet in like the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, dude, he got a rib removed so he could suck his own dick. That was the rumor about that dude.
My memory fails me then.
Yeah, but I know who you're talking about. MK Ultra.
It was, yeah, it was all part of the MK Ultra
Something
program.
Mason. Dude. Fuck, I wish we could look it up, but I think I know who you're talking about. Marilyn Manson? It's not Marilyn Manson. The dude with the...
It's not Marilyn Monroe, either.
The dude with the Nazi thing, the Nazi tattoo on his forehead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, and he convinced that like whole cult of people to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then he was like in court dancing and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, for this being the first podcast, we're really going to have to freshen up on our knowledge if we're going to talk about this kind of shit.
It's just episode one. Who gives a shit? I know the general gist. I think if anybody's listening, they would get the general gist of what we're talking about if they are into conspiracies or anything.
We're developing future topics.
That, and then the MK, speaking of MK Ultra, the fucking dude that shot Trump in the ear.
Mm.
Dude, did you know, you probably already know all that shit, his whole apartment was scrubbed.
Scrubbed. Professionally scrubbed.
And they went...
All silverware removed, everything.
And they went and interviewed his dad, or like not really interviewed him, but like found him on the street.
Yeah.
And he's with that
He was leaving Costco.
Yeah.
He was leaving Costco with like the guy that was in the suit with the gloves and stuff on.
Yeah, and he had like a mask on, glasses, like so he couldn't be identified and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what kind of shit is that?
I don't know. What
they missed.
Is.
They missed. Fight!
Yeah. And then the whole thing about that day was like they were so spread thin, the Secret Service was, because wasn't Jill somewhere, Joe was going to be somewhere, Kamala was going to be somewhere, and then the roof was sloped. Here's where we're going to need a camera again.
Sloped.
Fucking quotations.
Air
they quotations. Weren't the Secret Service people on a more sloped roof than the fucking roof that the dude shot in front? And there was people out in the crowd. He's got a gun. He's got a gun.
Well, I mean, just like Joe Rogan talked about, he's going around before the ceremony even started. He's
with
going around with a rangefinder.
Yes.
He's got a rangefinder.
And a drone.
What are you doing? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Dude. So, yeah. But that's not. And then, like, what, 2 weeks later, they find the guy laying in a bush with an AK?
That was at his golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one in Florida that he was at?
I think so.
Oh, and have you seen the background of that guy?
No.
He went to Ukraine to fight.
Did you know that? That's right. That's right. He was like a nationalist or something for Ukraine. Went over there to fight. That's right.
Yeah.
What it is heck? All those weird ass videos of like, we have to save the Ukraine, we have to save them. I mean, and all that weird ass shit, dude. That dude might have been MK Ultra too.
That part of the world just doesn't need to be our problem.
I know.
It's just nuts.
It's none of my fault. But it has nothing to do,
you
know,
you gotta protect that gain of function research,
dude.
Because we were doing that in Ukraine.
Probably everywhere. Speaking of Wuhan, China, dude, where COVID came from, allegedly. Dude, that shit came out of a fucking lab. I'll stand on that shit.
Well, it's already proven.
Yeah.
It's already proven. I mean, like, nobody really disputes that. It's just we're out of that time where nobody's really going to do anything about you saying that. Because.
And also, they ain't going to, you can't really do anything because your boy Joe fucking pardoned Fauci. And they wanted to
before tell us, any crimes had been placed. He preemptively pardoned him.
And his son, well, I don't blame him. Because I asked my dad about him pardoning Hunter. And my dad was like, I'd have done the same thing for you.
So, well.
But Fauci, yeah. Dude, that shit's fucked up. And this whole time, they were like, there was no way that they'd done anything wrong. You know, they were trying to do the right thing for everybody. And now all of a sudden he's going to need a pardon. What?
Yeah.
That's like almost an admission of guilt that they've done something wrong. And speaking of RFK, he was the one that called out Fauci about the AIDS shit back in like the 80s or 90s.
Mm.
And then they done the exact same thing again.
I'd like to find that guy that fucked that monkey.
Dude, it was allegedly, from what David Icke says, AIDS isn't even real. So
what would it be if it wasn't?
I don't know. Allegedly, and well, this is also another one from David Icke. He's out there a little bit, but I'm a big fan of him. He says COVID was never real. It was just all in your mind.
Well, see, I don't know about that because I got it.
I never got sick. How did you know you had it though? Did you take a test?
Well, what had happened was I was working at the I was working in like downtown, and I started like feeling really funny. My body was buzzing. I couldn't taste anything, couldn't smell anything. Like, I was chugging the Angry Orchard hard ciders.
Did it feel like a regular
sickness? No, it was unlike anything that I'd ever experienced.
So, like, foreign?
Yeah, like, it just didn't feel right. My whole body was, like, vibrating all the time. And I couldn't taste or smell anything. I went weeks, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I couldn't smell, couldn't taste, nothing. I'm taking, like, hardcore pinches of snuff and putting it in my face. I can't taste it. Never experienced that in my life. And this was in December of 2019. Yeah. So yeah, December of 2019, my little girl's 9 months old. And I'm sitting in the living room just, oh my God, running a constant 102 degree fever. Just on end. And then finally got to feeling a little bit better and went back to work. That's where they tested me. They're like, you need to take this mucus test, and we need to test.
Oh, they stuck it like
this.
Up in your brain.
Yeah, up. Yeah, man, they just gave me a lobotomy with that freaking thing, just, and then tested me like, yeah, you've had COVID. Like, you've been here all week and you've got COVID. And I'm like, I've had COVID for 2 weeks, and then I was like, well, okay, we didn't think that it was going to be this soon, and I was like, what do you mean this soon? The next thing I know, it's like February. And COVID is all over the freaking globe. That's where everything actually ramped up, was in like early 2020.
They sent everybody home. So you got it like at first in like January, February?
I got it in December.
Oh,
like it was like after Christmas, but not the new year yet. And then like I was sick up into like January, was out of work for 14 days because that was like the standard. You had to be out of work for 14 days. And then if you still showed symptoms, you had to test daily until you were cleaned.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just nuts. And then my dad got it. When my dad, he still has not recovered his sense of smell and taste.
Holy shit.
He still has not, ever gained that back.
Did he ever get the vax or not?
No. Good, we were hard against that. We didn't do anything. Me and my family too. But yeah, he got it, and he has still, to this day, he can take a little vial of essential oils. You know, those motherfuckers are potent.
Have you tried to give him smelling salts?
No.
Have you seen that on, like, JRA?
Yeah, I've seen the smelling salts. But he said that, you know, he looked up some stuff on how to get his nose working again so he could start tasting and smelling. And
he can't taste either. He can't taste. This day.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it? I forget the percentage or the math on it or whatever. Most of your taste is fueled by your nose.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so like your taste buds don't work unless you can smell. And if your olfactory system's not working, well, you can't taste anything. Like, he's been just standing there and just... And I'm gagging, laughing, like, God, man, that smells like eggs. And he can't smell it. He can't smell it. He's like, I can't smell anything now. Like, it was 3 years. Whoa, hell, it's 2025.
Has you went to a doctor about that and been like, hey,
The doctor
like, looked it up and said,
the doctor's the one that said, start taking essential oils. Just sit, you know, when you're watching TV or something, hold it right here under your nose and just breathe that. And that stimulation of those nerves in your nose is supposed to kind of help kickstart that back up. So he had like 100% peppermint, like oil.
Did you put it up to your nose?
Oh my God, man! It like gave me a brain freeze because of how potent that is.
And he's just sitting there.
He just nothing. He can't smell it. That's fucking blows my mind. So yeah, I had COVID, and I thankfully got over it and never got it again.
You're immune to it now.
Yeah, I never got it again. I didn't take any extra medications. I didn't take horse dewormer. You know, I didn't do any of that stuff. CNN didn't turn me yellow. You know, I didn't have to do any of that stuff. I just kind of got over it and went from there. And then everybody was so scared of it.
So, your brother and my sister were still in high school, right? I think my sister definitely was. They got to sit at home and not do shit for like... I would have failed out of high school, I think.
Oh, for sure.
If COVID was going on, because... knowing you, me and you would probably just be literally getting on Black Ops 2 every morning.
Well, at that time, hell, it was probably Black Ops 3. High school?
No, that came out...
High school was... The first Modern Warfare came out in 2019. I mean, we had graduated by then.
Yeah. Just like, right. So it would be Black Ops 3.
Yeah, like Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4.
Yeah, me, you, and Laborious would have fucking got... Yeah,
shout out to Laborious.
Yeah, shout out to
Laborious. I can't believe he's got dreads now.
I ain't seen him in a long time because he don't ever post pictures of himself on Snapchat, and I don't have social media, so.
Yeah, I don't. I just deleted YouTube.
You deleted YouTube?
I deleted YouTube.
How do you do that?
I just did.
Dude.
I had been.
That's all I have is, well, my name ain't even like my name on YouTube and X.
Oh, no, my name's not my name. I mean, I'm just signed in under my email.
I got Snapchat, though. See.
Yeah, I've got Snapchat.
But
yeah, I actually got rid of it because I fell into this loop of just being constantly connected to everything going on in the world, and it drove me crazy.
Dude.
It drove me crazy.
You gotta have some information, though.
I gotta have a little bit, and that's what I got X for.
But like they say,
that's what I got X for.
Like what David Icke says, he's like, everything that you see, you gotta just constantly be resetting your brain. It's like, do I believe this? Do I not believe it? It's like that drone shit that's been going on. Where they're like,
that's a mess.
They're trying to freak out everybody. I swear to God, it's just a total scare tactic, just like how COVID was. Where they're like, oh, we don't know what it is. All this shit.
Well, you know, Trump did say that they're ours.
Yeah,
he did say. Yeah, they're ours.
There was his press secretary said that, didn't he? Didn't she? She was like, they're ours, but the FAA said that they're supposed to be there, but we can't take.
Be ashamed if you misgendered someone in 2025.
Dude, I'm banned. Sorry.
Yes, yeah, I do think that they came out and said, hey, yes, they are ours, but they didn't tell us what they're doing. I mean, I heard several stories.
All I heard was the FAA was like, approved that they're supposed to be there.
They were supposed to be there, and then the hobbyists come in and start flying other drones around.
And now
around,
all of a sudden you got just a plane full of people just crashing into Philadelphia at 500 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah.
Exploded on the ground.
Well, you know, I've already seen some speculation.
It reminds me.
You know,
of
they've had remote controlled aircraft for a while.
Yeah.
They could do this even before 9/11. They could remotely control aircraft.
Yeah.
And there's an interview of George Bush saying, you know, several months after 9/11, this is no longer going to be an issue because the U.S. military and the U.S. government has developed technology that allows us to remotely control these aircraft. So if they are ever hijacked, and his assistant starts yanking on his arm saying, stop, and it's like, well, now why is that such a big deal that y'all can remotely control these things? And it's like, You know, now they're saying that that Black Hawk was being remotely controlled, of which has already been proven they can do. So what's the end goal here? Who was on that plane? Because I don't wholeheartedly believe that it was a figure skating team. There was somebody else on that plane.
That, and then it also, all because there's been like multiple plane crashes, you know, in like the past week.
Really? So that's the only one that I've heard about is that helicopter the one, plane.
No, there was a second one in Philadelphia, the one I was just telling you about, that came down at 500 miles an hour and just blew the fuck up right in the middle of Philadelphia.
No shit.
That happened like last night. And I was thinking, this reminds me of, you remember last year, because that shit actually affected me. Whenever all those trains were derailing, that one fucking exploded right there next to McKee Bakery. Yeah, right there in,
was it Palestine, Ohio?
That exploded and hit that concrete block from that dude's truck at McKee Bakery.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was happening like all the time. The news was going crazy about that shit every day. And what's happening now with these planes reminds me of that time. You know,
what's the end goal? What's the...
The end goal is the news just wants everybody to be fucking scared to do shit. And, like, they're probably like, oh, trains are fucking scary. Now it's, oh, planes are scary. And didn't Trump just, like, fire a bunch of people from the planes? Something to do with, like, the FAA and stuff.
Oh, no. They are eliminating that DEI stuff, that diversity, inclusivity, or something. Diversity, equality, and inclusivity.
They're probably just covering all these plane crashes just to, like, try to ruin his name and just blacken his name in the press like they've always done.
Yeah.
And, like, just keeping running stories on shit like that.
I don't know. I just find that, I don't know. It's hard because, I mean, with the current numbers of today... mainstream media, they don't have that many watchers. They don't have that many viewers.
Dude, that shit's down, and they only play that shit in like airports, places like restaurants and
government locations.
Yeah, that. Like the last time I actually seen like a mainstream media thing was like whenever I was walking into McDonald's to like deliver a box, and they had like Fox News on the screen, and I was like, oh,
you know, TVA plays Fox News now.
Good for them.
They have played CNN for as long as I've worked in their location.
They fired Tucker fucking Carlson, but I think that was mutual almost because he wanted to go independent.
He wanted to go wild. Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to actually start including his religion.
He was kind of a cuck there for a while because they were fucking not letting him do shit.
Yeah.
And remember those last 2 weeks on Fox? He was like, dude, the CIA, I'm going to have this guy on right here. The CIA killed Kennedy, dude. I'm going to have these guys on. They're going to talk about it. And then, like, he gets fired allegedly from Fox News. First dude he has on, he's like, I have this guy on, he's a crackhead. This guy sucked Obama's dick. And I'm like, damn, dude. Well, Obama probably needed to get his dick sucked because he's out here just sucking off Michelle or Mike, I guess, all the time. I don't know.
Don't even get me started on my own.
Dude, and then his gay lover gets drowned in
the chef.
Allegedly. Speaking of, we thought we were going to have nothing to talk about, but if you just keep going back in your brain, there's a lot of shit we can talk about. They've been lying to us this whole time.
Ah, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, his chef just drowns. He was a great swimmer. You remember that shit? They were like, oh yeah, he was on Instagram. He was like a great swimmer. And didn't he drown in like 3 feet of water? So.
Yeah, it was just a fountain like out in his backyard. So,
he just got knocked out by some fucking security guard and killed. Speaking of
a security guard? Hell, there was a picture of Barack Obama playing golf just a few days later and his hand was bandaged up.
I don't know if it was him. It could have been, but Obama's a little weak ass pussy, so I don't know about that.
That was Barack Obama's presidency was a little early in my days of being sentient. So
I just know that my dad hated him. I'm sure your dad probably did too.
My dad kind of respected him a little.
Until now.
Because he was the one that took out Osama bin Laden.
Dude, did they actually kill Osama bin Laden?
Huh?
And here's the other thing. Was Osama bin Laden actually the bad guy?
I don't know.
Because...
I don't know. But according to
I haven't done research on this at all, but like I think I've heard bits and pieces about stuff that was like they basically set him up to like be the fall guy for 9/11, and it was mostly the Saudis and the Israelis that done 9/11.
Well, weren't the guys that actually hijacked the plane Saudis?
Yeah, that's what I heard. See, dude, we need to do some more research on this before we get fucking sued. But that's allegedly.
This entire podcast for now is just speculation.
The first episode should be called Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Yes, that's it. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, dude. Because we're just talking shit out of our ass. But it sounds true to me from what I remember.
From what we've been told.
Dude, it's a fact, dude. These motherfuckers are lying like motherfuckers out here. And then you got Jeffrey Epstein. He's got George W. Bush picture with the Jenga towers falling down. Mm-hmm. And he's like playing with the towers like a little kid. And he's got Bill Clinton in the fucking dress and all that shit.
What was that? What was that meme? Do you remember iFunny? Did you ever have iFunny?
Yes, I did.
That Russian-owned meme app?
Yeah.
There was a string of time where I can remember a meme about jet fuel not melting steel beams.
Dude, they say, shout out War Mode again. Billy's dad was a demolition guy, and like professional demolition guy. They were like, nobody would take that job. Nobody would, because 9/11, it was an old ass building and it needed to be demolished, from what I heard, allegedly. And nobody would take that job because it was so big and it would be so risky to demolition a building right there in the middle of Manhattan because there's so many buildings everywhere. It'd be such a safety risk. So they set this up. Probably the military industrial complex was in on it too. Like, yeah, we can blame this on them and then go to war with them in the Middle East, take all their oil and then take all of their opium. Because you remember right before and like right after that happened, that opium is used for pain pills, like oxys and all that shit. 97% of that shit was produced in the Middle East. Remember, because you had soldiers coming back saying, all I did in the Middle East was guard the poppy fields.
Yeah.
So, the pharmaceutical industry, the military-industrial complex, the two biggest players in all this shit were making all that fucking money after 9/11 happened. So,
and we probably made a pretty good paycheck off of Saddam Hussein's gold, too.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. We confiscated metric tons of gold from Saddam Hussein. Like, I'm talking shipping containers.
Who was that dude that got the bayonet shoved up his ass in the Middle East? You remember that? He got killed. He was a Middle East leader, and he wrote that book. It was a green book. And you read it, and you're like, dude, this guy's a fucking retard. But he was like a dictator or something in the Middle East. He got killed.
Let's see what the Google tailored results tell me.
There was a Middle East guy. Anyway, 9/11, they demolished those buildings. Because, dude, that shit just fell like a straight-up perfect demolition. They got to collect the insurance money off of that shit.
Gaddafi.
Yeah,
that was Gaddafi, yeah. Libyan leader beaten and stabbed in buttocks.
Yeah, he got it. But they got to collect the insurance money off of that after the towers fell. Then we went and collected all the poppy fields. But now, you know, we aren't getting it from there. And China is the one that right now that's shipping. I don't know what the percentage is, but I've heard from Dr. Phil on Joe Rogan that like it's like 95% of fentanyl production is in China, and it's just going all to Mexico. And it's coming all to up here right now. But I don't think it's coming up here no more because Trump's fucking battling with those motherfuckers. Did you see they had a shootout with a Border Patrol the other day?
Border Patrol. Well, actually, the cartels are the one that started it because they started to fire on the agents and civilians.
They're hurting the cartels' money right now. We are. Well, not we, but they're bringing that shit over here.
I got sucked into that one because I was like, bro.
Jones is going nuts about it.
He said, at home. Like, that's here.
Yeah, Jones was talking about it. And do you notice, oh, God dang, I got two different things to talk about. Well, Jones was talking about it, but also in Call of Duty, was it MW2 or MW... Yeah, it was MW2 campaign. Were we not fighting with the cartel? Remember the Mexican woman, the Mexican dude, and you were in AC-130 bombing the cartel members.
No, that was
MW3 or MW2.
They were in that particular game. They were like Mexican special forces, and then Shadow Company come in and took over the base.
Yeah.
And no, Shadow Company was U.S. funded like mercenaries.
Yeah, and we were killing the cartel. Is that not?
No, I don't think that was the cartel.
But you know how Call of Duty is. They're not going to tell you directly, just like they didn't with Basin.
Well, yeah. The smoke alarm seemed to be going off.
Dude. Let me pause this. Wait, did it turn off?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, but anyway, you know they're not going to tell you directly, but that's basically.
Yeah, I would have to replay it.
What's happening?
I would have to replay it. But, again, we cannot use video games for scientifically accurate information.
Call of Duty's been giving you the future for years,
dude. Giving us the hints, you think?
What do you think? What was Black Ops 6's campaign? Because I haven't played it yet.
Oh, shit, bro. I got, like, 3 or 4 minutes. Did you ever play MW3's campaign?
No, I never played
MW3. You never played MW3 campaign? All right.
That's just like a movie.
As far as the Call of Duty series is concerned with their campaigns, you know, MW3 really fell off completely. That was supposed to have been a DLC for MW2. None of that was supposed to have been a full-fledged game. So in the campaign of MW3, they created missions that were kind of like a free roam. So you could load in and it was like, hey, here's this map, here's your objective. Take any path, take anything. It's just like a free roam. Go explore.
Oh, like DMZ almost?
Yeah, and like whenever you just feel like completing the objective, go complete the objective. That really spoils the formula that Call of Duty had going for their campaigns. Because, you know, their campaigns have always been very story-driven, very cinematic.
Yeah, they were like a movie.
Very linear, you know,
Black
here's the story.
Is probably better than that, though, ain't it?
Well, my issue when I got into it was I started it up, I played through it, and it was like, oh, okay, here's some really cool things. I'm sneaking through this, like, nightclub/embassy, there's security and stuff, and you're sneaking around. As far as they're concerned, you're a civilian until you get too close or try to go in a restricted area.
Oh, kind of like Payday?
Yeah, like it's kind of sneaky.
Like the little question marks.
Yeah, so it's like, that works pretty well. I like that. But I found a mission where it was just this plastered map, and it said, go free roam. Nah.
In Black Ops 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was no story. It was just fight to this point. Once you get to this point, all right, now you have this tact map that you can use, and you can just go explore. And it's like, I don't want that in a campaign.
Yeah.
A campaign needs to be linear and story-driven and, you know, detailed. Don't hand me this half-assed Battle Royale-esque map.
That was like the last mission in, I think, MW2 was like, remember you had like 3 different buildings to go into?
Mm.
Was it always the last building you went into that was like actually where he was?
That was those, MW2 had those like Spec Ops missions that you could do.
As fuck.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah, and I just remember the last mission was kind of like an open world one where you could choose between 3 different buildings to go into. And it seemed to be always the last. I only played it once through, but that shit was like a movie.
MW2's campaign was the first campaign that I sat in the living room, plugged the PlayStation up with the big TV, and we all played it.
Like, yeah.
Me and...
Dude, that mission with the sniper, where you're both wearing
on that ridge top,
that nearly... Yes. That was the most painful mission for me, because I could not get through that shit.
I mean, you played the all gillied up from Modern Warfare. Well, I mean, let me rephrase. Call of Duty 4.
No, my first Call of Duty was World at War. After Modern Warfare. I never played Modern Warfare.
Really?
Yeah, I played that. And then my first, where I started becoming sentient, I guess, in video games like that was Black Ops 1. And then we sucked at zombies back then.
Round 6 was like...
I remember I got to round 14. Me and Aaron, shout out Aaron, we fucking got to round 14. I got the ray gun. We got to round 14. I was like, dude, we're the best. I remember we posted that shit on like Facebook and shit. Whenever we were like 14 years old. And I was like, holy shit. And then me and you started playing in sixth grade whenever we were both in lunch detention, of course, because we're pieces of shit.
Of course.
And then, what's your name? The one that got fired for being drunk, the social studies teacher, came up behind you and was like, hey, Jesse.
Nichols?
Yeah, Miss Nichols. Yeah, Nichols. She got fired for being drunk at school.
Nice.
Yeah. And she came up behind you because you had your PSP out.
Yep.
And I was like, I was just sitting there. I was like, dude, you got a PSP? I was like, what's your PlayStation? That was the times where you had to write it down on a piece of paper and bring that shit home. And ever since then, it's just been Call of Duty every fucking
back
day.
Back then, it was, what, NBD Exotic?
29.
Yeah.
Little Balls 345.
Little Balls 345.
It was a terrible gamer tag.
Oh, man. It was iconic.
Dude.
That was iconic.
Had the shotguns on. Anybody would get in the lobby and would be like, Little Balls, what the fuck? And I'd troll your ass.
I can remember making new accounts and getting it to shotguns just immediately. Yeah.
That shit was sick as fuck. Black Ops 2.
Oh, the days of PS3.
I played this shit all the time. And then boosting.
We don't mention the illegal things.
Yeah, oh yeah, illegally boosting with your second player on that shit.
Black Ops 2 was the only game that I still to this day remember getting a hit marker in hardcore with a sniper rifle.
Oh, with the SVA?
The SVUAS.
Dude, that shit.
I just remember looking at my second player and just...
that shit was a beast in Zombies, though.
Yeah, it was. Well, you had that doggone... what was it? You could get that perk with it.
The perma perk where you got like headshots from a distance.
You got headshot, and it would just give you like 700 points for every headshot. Yeah.
Buried, using the time bomb, all that shit.
Oh, they need to be brought back. As you can tell, Call of Duty is our favorite subject.
Dude, that and I guess talking the corruption of politics, dude. I hope Trump is going to do the right thing. He seems like he is this whole time. And I think a lot of these tech people that he's around think that he's dumb and they can take advantage of him. But he's so old and wise to all this shit.
He's sharp as a tack. He's got a personality.
I think all these dudes are just like a bunch of fall guys. You know, like if he fucks up or like if something fucked up happens, he's like, man, it wasn't me. It's this guy.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, that. But I think he's been doing the right thing. So he's trying to keep all his promises. I think everything changed the day he got shot. I think it totally made his mind change.
Yeah, he went serious.
Yeah. And he's kept all of his promises so far. That whole, like, H-1B shoot, like, Vivek basically ruined his fucking career almost after he done that. Like, we need to bring Indians over here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring immigrants over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be that shit. And then that basically ruined Vivek's whole shit. And I think almost a day or two after that, he dropped out of the Doge shit with Elon Musk, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency. Because he was just getting wrecked online, or on Twitter, basically, about him talking about that H-1B visas and all that stuff. And I'm not racist, but most of the Indians that come over here, they're fucking all working at gas stations and shit like that. They're not going into the fucking tech world and shit.
Well, I think there are more than we're aware of in the different aspects of that world. Because the tech world seems very foreign to us. I don't know anything about it.
Because we're just laborers, basically.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more, you know, what's the terminology I'm looking for? Like, this country can be a really good melting pot of all ethnicities and all races.
Yeah.
But you just got to be the type of person that's going to come here and actually prove your use, be useful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the tech world, Silicon Valley, whatever you want to call it, and I think there's a lot of people there that are, you know, good at what they do. But there's also other ones that choose a different way of life.
And I'm skeptical of those, all these tech bros. Because a lot of them have been liberals forever. And Elon just became a Republican, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's mainly because the world has always been so, like...
Or...
If you're going to express your beliefs freely, we're going to shut you down. Yeah. It's like, everybody actually kind of thinks they want the best thing for the world. The only difference is some people think that their way is better.
But do you remember how bad it was? Like, during COVID and shit, they were fucking canceling everybody. They were, turning everybody's account off if you mentioned anything about.
They almost grabbed a hold. They almost had their power.
Good thing we have the Second Amendment. Because if we didn't, the rest of the world right now is fucked up because of it. Yeah. You know, like Europe and Australia, they were like, still to this day, they're like oppressed by the government. And Canada, that's why Trudeau had to resign. It was because the people were literally like, dude, fuck you. Shout out to the truck drivers. I'm with you. In Canada, God, you remember?
Been, what, 3 years ago now? Yeah,
they like were shutting down people's bank accounts and shit.
They were shutting down people's bank accounts inside the United States who had donated.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I remember a frequent topic on podcast a couple weeks ago, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, was getting debanked. It was like, you remember Kanye whenever he just went crazy as fuck and was just talking. he went on Jones and shit too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was just going crazy. They shut his bank account off and he was like, dude, fuck all y'all still. Yeah. He was still going crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, he's on one. It seemed like he was ahead of the curve at that point. Because Netanyahu, like I think it was only like 3 months later, Israel just basically let all those terrorists just attack Israel.
They wanted that attack.
Exactly.
They wanted that attack so they would have a reason to wipe them off the face of the planet.
Yes.
They wanted that to happen so they could finally just say, fuck you, and burn them all.
Dude.
Aren't they still like daily bombing the absolute hell out of
them? There was like a ceasefire. Trump got that ceasefire to happen.
Really?
Because nobody wants that shit to go on.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. Except for the people that make money from it.
You see all the patches that a lot of the Israel soldiers have on their arms?
Mm-mm.
It's the Greater Israel Project. And it's like on all the Israel soldiers' arms. They got like a giant. They're trying to take over like most of the Middle East, and it's like a gigantic piece of land over there. And speaking of Israel, what did they attack? The USS Liberty or something? Trying to get us to go to war with Iran a couple years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Seems like I just seen that here recently too.
Yeah, because they keep bringing it up because X is just a wild place where you get to learn a bunch of shit about how deep the fucking rabbit hole goes.
You know, ever since Elon Musk bought that doggone thing and I downloaded it and made an account, I've not seen so much just fragrant pornography.
Yeah. I try to avoid it. It's not in my algorithm no more, but it'll show up if you click on like something and it'll be like in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people post everything in the comments, and it's like, yeah! And then I guess looking at it in the comments and scrolling past it, it puts it in your feed.
Can you keep talking shit for a minute while I go take a piss?
Keep talking shit, yeah.
Or just talk about something. Because I gotta go pee bad. Hell, dude, we're already like 52 minutes in.
52 minutes?
Yeah.
Damn.
We're good, dude. Just keep it rocking, keep it rocking.
Keep it rocking, he says. Oh, good lord. So yeah, it's come this far. We have we've wanted to start this podcast for quite a while. We finally got all the equipment set up and rocking and rolling. As you can see, there's no real serious direction that we go, and we're limited on our information. But as we continue to grow this thing, I'm hoping that we can get a little bit more vetted in our information gathering. And actually take this thing to the next level. So, recording in the middle of the woods, just in front of a laptop's a little different, but we're going to get this thing sorted out. We're going to actually have some good topics to talk about. And I'm hoping that we can keep this thing rolling. Yes. Yes. The amount of beers that we have to make this thing keep a rolling. Go ahead and just crack another one. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, you didn't say the N-word, did you?
Oh, there are no racists here. Allegedly.
God, you started shooting out of my mouth, dude.
Not, I am not racist against color. I am racist against stupidity. If you're going to be dumb, do it somewhere else.
Allegedly, dude. Allegedly.
God, we're going to get banned so fast, you know.
No, dude, we're good, dude. I'm telling you, I'll call Donald Trump right now on YouTube. I'll say, dude, they're trying to restrict my freedom of speech.
I'm calling the White House.
They're calling the White House right now. They're trying to respect it. I'm starting to talk crazy. I think I might have had a couple too many beers.
It's very possible.
I was drinking with my dad earlier. I do have a couple funny stories for you, though. Because this dude I work with, Mark. I'm sorry, I hope that ain't too loud.
No.
But, anyway. Nah, yeah, it has to do with Mark because it happened to him, too, a couple weeks ago. He was sick, and he came to work anyway. And then, he was out there delivering boxes and shit. And then next thing you know, he goes to fart and he just shits his pants all the way down to his socks, goes all the way into his socks and shit. Calls the boss, is like, hey, I'll just shit all
I'm walking myself. In mud.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Goes home. My boss, Robbie, he goes, hey, man, just go home. Change your clothes. You're good to go. Get shit everywhere all over the truck. Had to clean that shit out, bleach everything. And the same thing, speaking of him, same thing happened to me on Friday, but I didn't shit all the way down my fucking leg. I was just in the back of my truck looking for a box. It was raining. I was completely soaked already because it was raining.
Oh, yeah.
And shit all day on Friday. I was just out there in the back of the truck looking for a box. And I lift up my leg to fart. And do you know, like, whenever you fart and you hear like a pop, it was a little fucking shit diarrhea bubble that popped out and it just got all over my ass.
Oh, that's not family friendly.
I was not done with this neighborhood yet. I still had like 4 more stops left in this neighborhood. And the Purple Promise, dude. I had shit all over my ass, dude. I've completed the neighborhood and then I found the nearest fucking construction neighborhood so I could go in there to the porta potty and wipe my ass off, dude. And then I threw away my underwear. So shout out to any one of the construction worker Mexicans that found those fucking underwear in that porta potty, because I just threw them in the blue water in the porta potty.
Down into the blue juice.
Dude, there was just shit all over them, dude.
Oh, God.
I finished the last 4 stops in that neighborhood, too. I was like kind of like trying to stand up while I was driving. I guess I wouldn't spread all over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
That's awful.
Yeah. And now from now on, that's something I learned. I might as well bring an extra pair of like gym shorts or underwear.
Change clothes.
Just in
my
case.
My dad, my granddad, everybody I've ever hunted with, done anything with, they said, smartest thing a man can do is keep a change of clothes in his vehicle.
I've always wondered why my dad was always like, hey, we're going on vacation, bring like all your underwear you got.
Mm.
So
you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you get older, like their age, where your asshole is no longer trustworthy.
You can't trust the floodgates.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
nowadays, it'll usually tell you, like you know, if you're about to fart or something, if you're going to shit on yourself, because the alarms in your head will be going, oh, red light, dude, do not do it.
Don't trust it.
Yeah,
don't
exactly. Trust it.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Lord, there they go again.
I know. We're burning down out here. This is literally a sign of the future. Oh, shit.
Fire.
This is literally a sign of the future. This is the alarm going off that we're about to get banned immediately on episode 1.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, Spotify will keep us up, dude. Shout out to the Swedish people up there in Sweden.
They got it figured out.
They got,
some of my bloodline from Sweden. Distant.
I need to see. I was going to do like a 23andMe.
Don't do that.
I was so
scared.
They'll
sell your DNA.
That's what I was saying. I think it's like an Israeli company or something that like does all that. And so I was wondering, but who gives a fuck? I'm from rural Georgia. Who gives a fuck, dude? What are they going to do with my DNA anyway?
Yeah, well, I mean, isn't that the classic, what's the word I'm looking for, complacency that we have with today's modern systems? Is I don't have anything to hide, so let them have access to everything that
well,
I am.
Well, here's the thing about me. I should hide some of this stuff, but I don't give a... What are they going to say? I should hide it, but what are they going to say? I'm going to keep saying whatever the fuck I want to. The Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment for a fucking reason.
I like the way you think.
Exactly, dude.
Damn, now I gotta piss.
We're at an hour right now.
Are we?
We could cut it off right now and just go and post it.
Hot damn.
We could see you next week.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, play
if we're gonna keep this thing rolling.
Play the shit on the outro. Dude, this shit actually wasn't hard at all, dude. Holy shit. People get paid for doing this.
Yeah.
Jamaican me happy.
Alright.
Signing off.
We'll have it a little bit more organized next time.